I can.
Yeah, please.
I've been in the business since 2007.
Amazing.
I started doing virtual and personal training.
Sure.
Probably about 7 years ago.
Okay. Did you get certified as a personal trainer, or was that just kind of like was your education originally in exercise?
Yes, I was certified through American Council on Exercise.
I love it. Okay. Yeah, that's amazing.
And now I'm also certified as a certified personal trainer for special populations.
Okay. And that's kind of that's what we need right now, truly. Like just the focus on that demographic, as opposed to just what we have nowadays with like the Instagram celebrities and all that crap, you know. So it's
right.
Yeah. So I like that you have this very like care focused approach to physical therapy, like helping, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's cool. And go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh no,
after COVID, everything just grew. Mm-hmm. Everything is it's exploded actually in my world. So
you kind of, it seems as though you really, you took the reins of the virtual training perspective, and I'm sure, you know, with people who started into that, it makes sense why COVID kind of helped you out with the business aspect of it and getting your name out there.
And you know, it's really handy for people that are, at home, or, mm-hmm. you know, your frontline workers that are working crazy hours, or stay-at-home moms and kids that are at home. So you have, you know, it's so much easier for people to be able to fit fitness mm-hmm. into their life just doing the virtual.
And are you, what's your approach? Is it kind of, you just do like online personal training, or do you do kind of like a Zoom group class thing? Because I talked to a lady, she did kind of like a Zoom group class thing, you know? So everybody's got their different approaches to it right now.
Yeah, well, we have, I have a team of trainers. I have 5 trainers and a life coach. And we actually come from a different perspective. So
tell me about
we
it.
Offer one-on-one,
okay.
One-on-one training.
Okay.
And then we also do small, semi-private training. All of our programs include workouts, nutrition, life coaching, assessments, success coaching calls. So it's a package deal. It's a total program that they get.
Amazing.
And all of it is done. Yeah. It's all done through Zoom.
Yeah.
So it's great for everyone to fit into their life.
And is it, and I can see the need to, for the everything approach, you know, you're the life coaching thing is, I think, more important now than ever, because people have this assumption that you have to like overhaul your entire lifestyle to be able to make progress, you know, as opposed to tackling the mental side of it or the life perspective and going at it from the perspective of maybe not having to work as hard as you think you do, you know?
Yes.
So,
yes, you're so right. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And, definitely. And do you do, you're one of the trainers as well. You kind of take, you do the training and everything, or is it mainly for your other 5 trainers?
No,
okay.
I train full time as well. So
okay.
It's a busy life.
Oh
very
yeah.
Busy.
Yeah. Cause I was thinking, it's like, she's a CEO now. She's got to like oversee the other people. Yeah. So, wow. That's amazing.
And I have a lot of clients that I've had for 5, 6, 7 years. And if I stopped training, I think they would probably be very disappointed in me. Very, very.
Yeah. Yeah. And how did you keep those clients for that long? Because I think other personal trainers, especially ones who are, you know, just getting started, it's tough to envision ways to maintain your clients. How did you do it personally? Like, how have you held on to them?
The very, very, very best way to hang on to your clients
uh-huh.
is basically client experience, making sure that they feel and they know that you care about them as an individual.
Yeah.
And that you're going to take care of them. You're always there for them. And that, you know, that, and then along with, you know, making sure that they see results
mm-hmm.
to whatever their goal is, that, the main thing is, it's just a lot of people, they just need to feel cared for. And, you know, and that's what I've always done. I just look at that first. I don't even look at the money. I just look at the person and, you know, help them to get where they need to and make sure they know they're never alone. Ever.
Yeah. So it is truly and entirely about understanding the person you're working with and trying to get a read on them.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, yeah. That's true. Because I know, I mean, shoot, I know for me personally, when I started and everything, it's you really do have to focus on the personal side of it, you know, kind of figuring out who they are, what they want out of fitness, because I think if the trainer gets too caught up on, you know, the results, I guess they beat themselves up. They feel like they're not delivering enough to their client, and then, you know, maybe the client comes back and blames you for something. So I think, you know, yeah. I think for newer trainers and for me personally, it's been something I've had to learn too. So yeah, I think that's amazing. Yeah. It really is, because you do have to get to know them. You have to be wanting to help them from the get-go. So, yeah, that's amazing.
And I, you know, always look at it. To get to my goal, and how do I want to feel when I leave their session, or you know, get to my goal weight or goal whatever it is. So, you know, just always thinking about how they feel.
Mm-hmm. And do you, so out of curiosity, I'll ask you this, because I'm curious about this. Do you keep your eye out for a specific type of client, or are you a person who you really just, you take in anybody, but you kind of, you assess them from that point on? Or are you you're very cognizant of like the kind of person you're looking for that's going to fit best into your program?
Well, having five trainers, we actually have three different divisions.
Okay.
So each division is for different types of people. So one division is called Warrior RX, and that is for people that are coming out of like physical therapy. We work with doctors on that.
Sure.
And that's people that need help with limitations or things, or rehab type things. Our second division is Warrior Odyssey, and that is for people that are wanting to lose weight, or they have metabolic diseases and need help with nutrition and life coaching. And so we have that for that group of people. And then our last one is Warrior Shred, which that department or that division is for, you know, like bodybuilders and CrossFitters, that type of thing. So we have actually a division to help all different types of people.
Yeah, and I think that's the beauty of it. You know, you got to give people those options. Is there any particular, do you guys attract a certain type of client? Like, is there more of one kind of person that you get? Like, do you get more rehab people as opposed to the CrossFit people?
I would say at this point, yes.
Okay, that's probably needed the most.
What I call is, I call the forgotten ones, the ones that feel like they don't, you know, they don't fit into the CrossFit.
I agree.
Or, you know, they're no, you know, and I'm that way. I have rheumatoid arthritis, so I can't just exercise like most people do, you know, doing, you know, CrossFit and things like that. So I'm a Pilates instructor, so I do Pilates and I do that to, you know, but I feel if I were a client, I would feel like there was nothing I could do. Mm-hmm. If I didn't know any better.
So you're telling me you don't like the kipping pull-ups and the crazy jerky movements of CrossFit? the joint,
you know,
shredding
not
movements?
Yeah. Not personally for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's crazy. You know, it's some of my trainers are CrossFit trainers. And
Sure.
And some of my closest friends, and they love it and they do great. And it all just goes to what your body is capable of doing, and then also what you enjoy doing. And I enjoy Pilates. I would not enjoy CrossFit, I don't think.
Can you tell me about, and you know, I don't know too much about Pilates other than it's kind of like a more intense yoga per se. Can you educate me on that? Like what is better about Pilates that people should consider, you know, as opposed to maybe yoga?
Pilates, I will just say having rheumatoid arthritis has saved me from being crippled. And it is a therapeutic exercise that was was created by Joseph Pilates.
Okay.
And he created it around a hospital bed for physical therapy for people that are in the war, that were in the war and injured.
I had no idea. That story, that's amazing.
Yeah. So, it is good for everyone. No matter what your lifestyle is, no matter what limitations you have, it makes you feel good, but it also builds lean muscle.
Sure.
And, it is also like, it's my passion. So I could talk about it forever, but I will just say that it's a little faster than yoga. I love yoga too, but yoga is holding poses. Pilates is a flow of movement.
I like the idea of Pilates better, I think. And I've heard, the one thing I knew about Pilates was that it was better for building muscle. So it was like this killing two birds with one stone thing. But I like that it is grounded in the idea of physical therapy. That changes my perspective, because I was just thinking of it in terms of, it's like yoga with weights, or yoga with, muscle building or something, So,
It's an amazing form of exercise, and I'm actually pretty well known all of these years for doing Pilates. So I have people that come to me all the time just for Pilates.
That's a cool niche that you've worked yourself into, because I can't tell you how many people probably don't know, about the benefits of Pilates. They probably don't know about Pilates. They probably don't know about yoga. I freaking love the both of them, but it's, I think anybody needs to try it. Like, big time bodybuilders, through any walk of life, needs to try a Pilates routine or a yoga routine, just to see what happens, because it's different, So
it is. And it, it helps people, even athletes and football players and NBA players. I mean, it helps them to play better game, it gets them better functional movement. So it's an awesome thing to include into any.
And then you realize how not flexible you are when you do them. If you've never gone into yoga or something, it's like, oh wow, I can't do anything right. Like, man, I need somebody helping me with this. So, well, man, that's amazing. And then, how long is there like a special certification for Pilates, or you just kind of went into that there because you fell in love with it?
Yeah, there are many certifications out there, and I actually am not certified, but I've been practicing Pilates since 2001.
Yeah, but that's what matters, is that experience.
I just kind of fell into it,
Yeah. For sure. Well, I like the transferability of it. I like that it's like the secret weapon to fitness, because not many people will swear by Pilates and use that as their way toward fitness. Everybody's into like the fads nowadays. They do like the drumstick cardio. That's one thing I saw the other day. So
It looked fun though.
It looked fun. Yeah, exactly. It did. It looked kind of interesting. I was just intrigued. I was like, man, there's some people coming up with some crazy stuff nowadays. I'm like music and cardio, drumsticks and cardio. Interesting, and all that stuff.
Yeah. So,
yeah, but that's unbelievable. Out of curiosity too, what with your program and the rheumatoid arthritis, what were the changes you had to make in the gym for yourself to help out with that? Was it just Pilates, or did you have to take kind of another look at maybe other workout styles to help you out?
Well, I actually have lost 180 pounds.
Oh, you just kind of threw that casually in there. 180 pounds? Oh my gosh. Yeah. Tell me about that. Holy cow.
I did it with Pilates and eating proper nutrition. And it's the same way I teach my clients. So I have to be really careful. I have celiac disease as well. So I have to be really careful what I eat. But as far as exercise, my only saving grace is Pilates and light cardio. So just walking.
Light cardio. I'm sorry I interrupted. You said light cardio, which is never what people think from the get-go. They always think, like, they don't think of a healthy balance, is what I'm saying. They just go straight into like heavy cardio or that kind of thing. So
Yes. And I would love to be able to do that. And I push it sometimes and it'll send me into a flare. So, you know, and it's finding that right thing to help each individual to control that pain. But keeping my weight off and also, you know, eating nutritionally and then also the cardio and the Pilates has been the best for me.
Sure. And the Pilates, so it was really you made Pilates all about weight loss. You kind of turned it into a very effective strategy to shed this weight, which nobody would go there. You know, it's funny. Nobody thinks of that.
Yeah, I did.
That's awesome. What was your diet like? What were you eating to make that happen?
I am a very, very big believer in not doing diets. So watching portion sizes and eating all of your foods. So your proteins, your carbs, your fruit, your vegetables, even whole grains, just staying away from the sugary foods and the foods that cause inflammation. But that's all. And I still eat that way. And it's been 21 years. I've lost my weight.
Yeah. So you've stayed away from red meats and all that stuff. Or do you do red meat? Are you okay with that? Or
I actually do fine with red meat, but
really?
I cannot do any dairy.
Okay.
Yeah, no dairy whatsoever, because it will send me in a flare.
Okay.
And everybody's different when it comes to what causes more inflammation in their body. So it's just kind of like a trial and error trying to decide, you know, taking a food out. And then once you put it in, seeing if it affects you when it comes to inflammation. And weight loss, it's the same. I use the same type of eating, you know, just watching your portions, making sure you're eating good whole foods and not starving yourself, because that's a big no-no in my world.
I agree, big time.
A lot of people, you've got to feed your body to fuel it. So I'm really big about that. It's the only pet peeve I have with my clients. I'm like, do not just starve yourself. You have to eat.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, I
big time agree. Oh my God. I was just talking to somebody else about that the other day. So yeah, the idea that you don't have to starve yourself. Like what you said, you need to eat, you need to fuel your life, you know?
Yes. It drives me insane. Actually,
yes.
'Cause I'll have a client come to me and they'll say, I've been trying to lose weight all these years and I can't seem to lose weight. I'm like, well, how is your diet? Well, I only eat one meal a day and I don't even, you know, I might get like a small McDonald's cheeseburger and French fries. And I'm like, so all you're eating is once a day and you're not even eating anything that's nutritional. Like,
I know,
you know,
oh,
and,
gosh, yeah.
And that is, and it's crazy because we can't get that into people's heads. It's hard for us to understand mentally that you gain weight when you don't eat enough to.
Yeah.
So that's a vicious cycle.
It is. And I think people are it's the mental side, that the self-esteem thing, you know, where they have this preconceived notion where, you know, they have to go to that extreme to be able to achieve their goals. And you're right. It's the exact opposite. Your body, when it feels hungry or when you feel hungry, you should eat. You should do that, but, you know, be cognizant of your portion sizes, be cognizant of the type of food, you know? So yeah, my gosh,
the way I always explain it to my clients is you have to put gas in your car to go anywhere in it. So you have to put fuel in your body to go as well.
Perfect. Yeah. I couldn't have said it better myself. And how do you feel like, and also too, I know that it's also good too for the stress relief. You know, people, if you take off the burden of them feeling like they have to be so strict with their diet, and you're saying, you know, no, like eat regular food. You don't have to approach it from this extreme mindset. So I like the fact that it's a little bit less stressful. You know, you kind of immediately give them hope. So That's what I try to, that's what I believe in too. I mean, I wouldn't know what to do if I was starving myself. It would feel terrible. So,
Well, and people think that they need to not have fun when they go to social events or things like that. you know, birthdays and things like that. And they think they can't eat. And I'm like, no, if you eat good the rest of the days, it's okay if you want to have a piece of birthday cake. It's okay if you have a bad meal here and there. But, you know, the other days are what count. It's not that one day. It's not that one social event that causes you to gain weight or to feel bad, you know.
I love that. Yeah, that's a principle people need to put into their lives. And do you kind of go about it from the perspective of balancing the workout with the diet? So if that you tell them kind of the same thing with the workout perspective, like not, you don't have to do all this crazy amount of cardio or, you know, what have you.
Yes. So. And all of the workouts that I do personally with my clients are 30 minutes or less. And
love it.
I tell them to do, you know, like so they may see me 3 days a week and then on the alternate days, they may take a 20 minute walk. But I'm like, don't spend 2 hours doing workouts. It's not needed unless you're going for a bodybuilding competition. I have a trainer that she's a bodybuilding pro, and she, you know, what she has to do is completely, totally different than what myself or the normal person that's just trying to be healthy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. And it's, and they live like that's their job, their whole, if they're a pro bodybuilder, their whole lifestyle is their job revolves around them eating well and them maintaining that perfect physique, you know? So it doesn't apply to the normal population, to the people who have jobs and they have life, you know? So yeah, that's so true. And I think it's great because people, it's a complete 180 from what people think fitness needs to be. It's got nothing to do with pushing harder or doing more per se. It's about being realistic and taking a look at what you've done up to this point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, well, that's amazing. No, I can't agree more. I think it's wonderful. And what are your goals kind of going forward with this year? Are you going to try to grow the business and try to get more people and just keep gaining more trainers, or do you have kind of an ultimate thing you want to achieve with it?
Well, we are growing really fast already this year. And we're not even a week into it. We are actually, contracting with doctors from all over the U.S. to work hand in hand with them.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. So we are growing really fast, and eventually I'm sure I will have to hire more trainers, but to be able to handle it all. So it's definitely, I've worked really hard to get where I am, and the trainers I have worked really hard to help me to build where I am now with this program. But going forward, it's just going to explode. I have no doubt. So,
I agree.
The goal
sounds amazing.
Yeah, the goal for me is just being able to help more people. Mm-hmm. And if that's, you know, we only contract with one doctor, that's great because, you know, that might be 100 people we can help. So that's our main goal, is just to help people. So we'll grow from that.
Yeah. No, and I'm sure you get tired of that question too. I'm sure people have asked you, well, where do you want to take this business? And like, and you're like, okay, here we go. Another question about my future. So
it takes hard work. And so I don't mind when people ask that, because I always just tell them, you know, wherever I go is where I go. I mean, I have one goal, and that is to help people. So if I get bigger, I get bigger, and I'm going to grow with it and go from there. So
what would you suggest for just anybody looking to kind of start like a weight loss journey and they have no idea where to begin? Because my big thing is trying to like help people understand where to start, even if they know absolutely nothing about fitness. Like what would you suggest?
I would suggest what I always tell people. First of all, you can walk for free. So if someone, you know, can't afford a trainer or can't afford a gym membership or whatever, I mean, you have 2 feet, so you can walk and do strength. You could do that up to 5 days a week, just for 20 minutes a day, and then do strength training at least 3 days a week. So, you know, light strength training, it doesn't have to be heavy lifting or any of that. But that is, and eat a well-balanced diet, and you will lose the weight. Like, there's just no way you won't unless you have a medical problem.
Yeah, yeah. And nowadays, that way of thinking, even though it's the most effective way of thinking, it's not as popular as seeing something that looks like the do-it-all pill, right? You know, they'll go on Facebook or Instagram and they see something that looks like, you know, quote unquote, the program or the thing that is going to help them. And it's never about the basics, like you said, and the things that really need to be thought of when going into a new plan. You know, it's always like this funky approach to fitness that seems really cool, you know, all sparkly and whatever. So,
yeah. And everybody always seems to look for that quick fix, and there's just not a quick fix.
No,
there's just not.
Yeah, and I think I almost it's tough to train people in person nowadays and do like the one-on-one training, because I think if people go into it with the mindset that it's going to be a quick process, they'll get very discouraged real quick, you know, because it's building up to something bigger, and you're sowing seeds that will eventually give you what you want. So I feel like you can't let yourself get discouraged in the process if you're starting off with a trainer, you know? So.
Right. And that's usually right up front. I tell my clients, this isn't going to be quick. You know, I mean, we're going to do the best that we can as a team to make sure that you see your results, but it's going to take time. It didn't happen overnight. You know, you didn't gain 100 pounds or 50 pounds overnight. It's going to take a while to get that off and for your body to understand what we're doing. So, and it is a learning process. And like we were saying earlier, mentally, it's so much more mental than people realize.
It is. And I like what you said, where you just now said it's going to take time for your body to understand what we're doing. I like that. Mm-hmm. I've never heard that before, but that's what everything is in a nutshell. Like, it really does. It takes time for your body to understand what's happening. So,
Yeah.
And people, I get tired of people going into dieting with like keto or intermittent fasting, where they do these very extreme. I know you struggle with that too. You know, you've heard that, and and like these massive elimination diets where they just like, well, I got to get rid of my carbs, you know? And so I appreciate that you really, you take a look at it. Honestly, it's like, no, you don't need to be this strict on yourself. It's not going to help you. It's not sustainable. You're not going to be able to go to the birthday party, like you said. You're really not, if you're focusing on the keto or the fasting or what have you.
So. Yeah, and it's sad. You know, it really is. It's sad because a lot of people do think that that's the way they need to do it, is a strict diet or, you know, pills. And I am completely against like the pills and things like that out there, because I actually have a heart problem from taking diet pills.
Really?
Back when I was a teenager. So I tell people, I'm like, stay away from it because it's not worth it. You know, I mean, if you're willing to take something that's going to cause, you know, more damage, what good is it for you?
So you're living,
you know,
proof.
If you're trying to lose weight and be healthy. Yeah. If you want to be healthy, you got to do it the healthy way. If you want to look good, you got to do that the healthy way. You know, but the pill thing has always been a touchy subject with me. And I know that there's good supplements out there and things like that. But, you know, when someone's just wanting to lose weight and they're doing it, taking all these crazy pills just to lose weight, it does drive me insane because I fear for them.
Yeah, they're becoming dependent on a very temporary approach to fitness and not even something that's going to really help them. It's just that placebo effect, you know? So the brightly colored pill or the nice packaging or whatever. So, and that's what it was in the supplement stores. I worked in one and, you know, everything looks amazing and everything looks wonderful, but people would come in and they would tell me the same thing. They would not be eating enough. It's exactly what you told me. Like, one meal a day. Oh, I'm eating 1,000 calories daily and I just don't know why I'm not losing weight. And it's like, well, eat more, like, really, you know? So it's true. I think it's a simple solution that's based in just a very small logical change. So Yeah. And what's the name of your business, Ms. Paula? I didn't even ask you that. What's it called?
It is called Warrior Wellness Fitness Studio.
Warrior Wellness Fitness Studio. Okay.